thing of just, we were talking about Munch and his Shaw's recollection, the new collections that he has.
Uh-huh.
He said, Nibbana, in one of the six is just Nibbana is letting go.
Right.
It's just that, I mean, he says it that simple. You know, and like, I'm thinking of all the stuff that we're studying, and I'm getting this, and I'm getting this, and,
yeah.
You know, and you just see, okay, got rid of this layer, but then all of a sudden I still see again where I'm trapped in my ego, somebody says something, or somebody did something.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I can see how I'm getting better at it, and at the same time, it feels like I'm getting deeper, and it's almost as this sense of a sadness of how much I have to let go of anything that I believe I'm making something out of. And I have to let that go. And when I can, I can see why I'm suffering much better. I feel that it's getting so deep into an ingrained sense of identity.
Right, right.
That's what it seems like. That's
It's not, the thing is it doesn't feel good because the measuring stick is the self. What feels good is when we see it from the perspective of Dhamma, or that sense of, from the perspective of letting go, then nothing feels better. But, you know, it's hard to get there sometimes.
From the perspective of holding on, nothing feels worse.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good corollary, yeah.